This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Online gambling is ready to go interstate thanks to a law in Nevada that the governor has just signed. It legalizes online gaming within the state and allows Nevada to work out online gambling agreements directly with other states. Here's Marketplace's Chrissy Clark.
The bill was signed into law in the same room where, 80 years ago, Nevada legalized gambling in good old-fashioned brick-and-mortar casinos. Now, the state hopes to get an early advantage in the online frontier. Nevada State Assemblyman William Horn sponsored the bill. He spoke with local TV station KTVN.
Online gaming is a multi-billion dollar industry. We've been missing out for years on that revenue, and we hope to start benefiting from it.
So far, Delaware is the only other state that's legalized online gaming. New Jersey is expected to soon. As a checkerboard of states joins the fray, that'll be lucrative for tech companies that monitor where you are when you're logging in, says online gaming consultant Sue Schneider.
You know, none of these operators want to find out that there's somebody playing from Idaho, but makes it look like they're in Nevada.
Making online gaming legal is exciting for social gaming companies like Zynga, too. They already have Facebook games with virtual slot machines where you can buy credits with real money but can't cash out. Natasha Dow Scholl is a professor at MIT who studies the online gaming world.
I think about it as, you know, Facebook as gambling gateway.
And if you thought Facebook was addictive already, think of what it could be like if you could gamble there. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.